Hello, this is Jane Luters, host of the American Pharmacists Association Foundation podcast series, which is made possible by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. We're speaking with Dr. Tony Farah about the Diabetes 10 City Challenge, or DTCC, the first national employer-based diabetes self-management program. Dr. Farah is the Senior Director of Patient Self-Management Programs at the APHA Foundation. The DTCC was launched by the foundation in 2005 with support from GlaxoSmithKline and is modeled after the highly successful Asheville Project in Asheville, North Carolina. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Farah. Before we get into a discussion about the Diabetes 10 City Challenge, why don't you give our listeners an overview of diabetes in the U.S.?
Sure, Jane. According to the American Diabetes Association, the United States spends over $174 billion a year on diabetes, measured in the direct and indirect costs of emergency room visits, expensive and extended hospitalizations, disability insurance costs, absenteeism, and lost worker productivity. The APHA Foundation launched the Diabetes 10 City Challenge to make diabetes care a national priority in the United States.
Interesting. And where is the Diabetes 10 City Challenge being implemented?
Well, approximately 30 employers in 10 different states have implemented the program, including Charleston and Spartanburg, South Carolina, Cumberland, Maryland, Chicago, Colorado Springs, Dalton, Georgia, Honolulu, Hawaii, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and Tampa Bay.
And how many people are actually participating in the DTCC?
We have more than 1,000 employees, dependents, and retirees, and networks of local pharmacists that are part of the Diabetes 10 City Challenge.
Now, how does the program work?
Like the Asheville Project, the Diabetes 10 City Challenge establishes a voluntary health benefit for employees, dependents, and retirees with diabetes. It provides incentives through waived copays for diabetes medications and supplies, and helps patients to manage their diabetes with help from a pharmacist coach who collaborates with their healthcare team, including their primary care physician or diabetes educator.
You mentioned the pharmacist coach. What is his or her role?
Each participant is assigned to a specially trained pharmacist coach who works with his or her patients on a regular basis to provide self-management education, to track key diabetes health indicators, and ensure that they're taking their medications as prescribed. In addition, coaches reinforce important lifestyle changes and set goals with patients, such as eating well, exercising regularly, getting necessary immunizations, and other preventions. For example, having regular eye and dental exams and foot exams.
Now, I understand the APHA Foundation released the interim clinical data for the program in March 2008. Can you tell us what the data is showing?
Sure. The interim report analyzed aggregate data for 914 participants who were in the Diabetes 10 City Challenge for at least 3 months as of September 30, 2007. The results shown that mean levels of hemoglobin A1C, a key indicator in management of diabetes, LDL cholesterol, and blood pressure all decreased significantly. Influenza vaccination rates increased, as did the number of participants with current eye and foot exams. These are all prevention measures to help keep patients well.
Can you also tell us about the other data the report looked at?
Sure. Managing diabetes requires a commitment to lifestyle changes in order for the program to work. We're very pleased to see the number of people with nutrition, weight, and exercise goals more than doubled in each category from the beginning of the program. We also looked at participant satisfaction with the program, and the data showed that the number of participants who felt their overall diabetes care was very good or excellent increased from only 39% at the beginning of the program to 87%.
How would you interpret the data?
Data clearly show that when patients are supported through waived copays for medications, have personal interaction with the pharmacist coach, and are empowered to make the lifestyle changes necessary to manage a chronic disease like diabetes, that significant clinical improvements are possible.
What is the potential impact of the Diabetes 10 City Challenge?
These results are consistent with data from past projects where similar clinical improvements translated to annual savings to employers in total direct medical costs for participants. It's our hope that this program will impact the cost of care for these patients. The costs of chronic disease are nearing catastrophic proportions in this country in terms of clinical, economic, and humanistic costs. Programs like the Diabetes 10 City Challenge are fundamentally changing the way we pay for and manage chronic disease because they align incentives for all the stakeholders, most importantly, the patient.
Thanks for sharing with us the results of your very important work, Dr. Farah.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the APHA Foundation podcast series. For more information about the foundation, visit www.aphafoundation.org.